This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's turning out to be a slow recuperation for Boston Mayor Tom Menino. After spending a month at Brigham and Women's Hospital, the mayor was moved to a rehabilitation center today. It's unclear how long he'll be there before he can return home, but aides to Menino say he is doing fine and continues to do his job. WBUR's Dolores Handy has this update on the mayor's condition.
The mayor's been hospitalized since October 26th, when he cut short a vacation to Italy due to illness. When he entered the hospital, he was diagnosed with a blood clot in his lung. He was also suffering a viral infection. In other words, the mayor was a very sick man. His doctor, Charles Morris, says Menino has been hospitalized so long because of a complication, a compression fracture in his back.
And while he initially responded to our interventions and was getting stronger and better, his pain worsened, which required further diagnostic testing and investigation.
It turns out the mayor had an infection in his lower back. He also has type 2 diabetes. The diabetes is one factor that may have contributed to the infection. Doctors say the mayor is improving, but Dr. Morris is unsure how long the mayor will have to stay at Spalding Rehab Hospital.
I think with any patient who's been in the hospital for this duration of time and received a lot of therapies for several different medical problems, he needs now to focus on getting his strength back.
At Spalding, the mayor will receive help with lifestyle change, including exercise, weight, and diet. Despite his ongoing treatment, aides say the mayor continues to manage all city business. His spokesman, Dot Joy, says what most disappoints Menino is that he cannot take part in holiday events like the tree lightings.
His care comes first, so we're trying to make sure that he stays focused on that, as well as the business at hand of the city. So it's a tight schedule we're running, but he's able to juggle. He's a little disappointed, obviously, that he hasn't been able to do what he typically does around this time of year, but his spirits are good in that he's improving, and he feels himself improving, so that's good news.
Aides are refusing to comment on whether he plans to run for re-election next year. His doctor says there's no health concern that would stop him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.